Prayer, rightly understood, is a practical thing. A life of prayer is a most practical way of life. But to receive the greatest benefits from prayer, it is essential that we understand some of the points that make prayer an effective activity in our experience. Oh yes, may I say that you need not accept this as the only truth about prayer, or even as the greatest truth about prayer, because prayer is of God, and it is such an infinite nature that there must be millions of people on earth who have gleaned the truth about prayer, and they also will have approaches to prayer and the life of prayer equally good, equally effective, equally deep. So I will not give you this as all there is to be known about prayer, nor even the best prayer, but rather prayer as it has revealed itself in my own experience and in the experience of those students who have studied with me. So this that I give you is the infinite way approach to prayer and some of its essentials. Never close your ears to the subject of prayer from whatever direction it may come to you, because we are now in the first decade of the understanding of prayer. Probably, with the exception of a few dozen mystics, prayer has never been known on earth until this last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And now prayer is beginning to be recognized universally. And the subject of prayer is revealing itself in the souls of men and women all over the globe. And so by keeping your ears open, you may hear other versions of prayer, other approaches to prayer that will carry you far along on your path. The first thing that I would say to you is this. What should we expect of prayer? The answer that I will give you is this. You must not expect the demonstration of things, of persons, of conditions. You mustn't expect to get something from prayer or through prayer. You mustn't expect prayer to bring things to you, not even happiness or joy or peace or any of these other things that the world is seeking. There is only one legitimate object of prayer, and that is to attain God. Nothing else. If you're praying for anything else except God realization, you are praying amiss. If you are praying for health or for home or for companionship, if you are praying for peace on earth, if you are praying for an end of wars, you are praying amiss, and your prayers will not be fruitful. They will not succeed. I don't have to call your attention to the fact that the world has been praying for those things for thousands of years, and we're in a worse muddle today than we have ever been in the history of the world. The only reason is that we are praying amiss. We, meaning the world. Prayer should have one object. the attainment of the realization of God, the attainment of the conscious awareness of the presence of God. In His presence there is fullness of life. And unless you are praying for His presence, you are not praying for fullness of life. You are praying only for little bits of it, little corners of it, little trifles of it. But when you pray for the presence of God to fill you, to permeate you, to be consciously ever with you, you are then praying for fulfillment in all thy ways. Thy grace, Father, is my sufficiency in all things. Therefore, let our prayers be for thy grace, the realization of the gift. Ah, not the gift of things, the gift of God. God itself must be the gift we seek. God itself must be that which we desire, long for. God itself must be the goal, the aim of our life. Attaining which, the Master says, all things will be added unto you, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, and it is His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Only, He says, do not pray for your life, for what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or wherewithal you shall be clothed. Not you. Don't do that. Don't do that. And He says later, don't pray for your friends. It profiteth you nothing to pray for your friends. If you want to pray for someone, pray for your enemies. Now, as you accept this, literally, go into your period of daily prayer seeking only God's grace, God's presence, seeking only to see Thee face to face, seeking only to commune with God within your inner being, within yourself. Seeking that, you will find all the rest of these things are included. All of the joys on earth, all of the peace, all of the harmony comes to those who find God, for in Him is the fullness of life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Aren't we as humans all seeking liberty? Aren't we all seeking freedom from sin, disease, death, worry, lack, limitation, wars? Surely we are. How are we to find it? How are we to find those things? Through His Spirit. In the presence of His Spirit, there is liberty. There is freedom from all limitation, freedom from all discords, freedom from all inharmonies. But these cannot be attained in any other way than in His Spirit. Attain the Spirit. You are told, attain that mind. Have that mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Make that the object of your prayer. O Father, that I may have in me that mind which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, the first essential of prayer is to know what to pray for, how to pray aright. And we know what to pray for: God's grace, God's presence, the realization that that presence is ever with us, that it never leaves us nor forsakes us, that it goes before us to make the crooked places straight. It goes before us to prepare a way for us. It walks behind us as a rear guard. It walks beside us. And so, the true prayer, or the real prayer of spiritual understanding, is a prayer that God's gift of Himself may be given to us. Not that God's gift of an automobile, or God's gift of a home, or God's gift of companionship, but God's gift of Himself. And then, attaining that selfhood which is God, we find all things included.